used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, it's been a while. We've probably got a lot of listeners that don't even know. And if you don't know who Steve McKinney is, then you just don't know Texans lore. The first ever... He was one of the first ever picks, right? He was one of the... Or was he the first free agent signing?
I think he was a free agent. He's on right now. I don't think he was part of the...
So, Steve McKinney's been with us for years. He came in every week. The Inside Skinny with Steve McKinney.
Inside Skinny.
How many centers had a show, a radio show?
Probably Jeff Saturday.
Maybe Jeff Saturday.
But Steve McKinney was there before Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday, I think, took over for Steve in Indianapolis.
Well, and then it went straight downhill.
Yeah,
I mean, it was awful.
They won a Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning went to Hall of Fame, but for the most part, it went downhill.
Yeah, and Steve McKinney.
The running game went downhill.
Texan legend joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up? By the way, the man who coined the term jackhole.
Yeah, well, at least on our show.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard it. What are you two jackholes doing?
Right? Yeah, they're my two favorite jackholes of all time. I can tell you that.
The first
25 years, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
Remember when you used to come on every week and we used to just screw around for an hour?
Oh, yeah. I remember it. That was fun, man. I really enjoyed that. That was probably one of the funnest memories I had playing in Houston was going to do that show with you guys, man. Y'all were a lot of fun and just cracking up for an hour or two every week and trying to talk about anything except football. You know, not too many offensive linemen get a chance to just have their own radio show. So that was pretty cool, man. You guys, I could tell the first time I met you guys, I'm like, yeah, I can definitely talk to these guys for an hour on air.
And the two guys who caught it the worst from you were your brother Seth and Tony Baselli.
they were very big topics every week, you know.
Yeah.
They were easy targets though, you know.
So very Seth easy. Was you always said he was a nerd. It's your brother.
Brother, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, his brother.
He was your brother. Not Seth Payne.
Yeah, no, not Seth Payne. Seth McKinney was he played for the Dolphins and both of them played at A&M and then went on and Seth went on to the Dolphins. You went to the Colts and then the Texans. And then Tony Baselli came over. For those of you who don't know, Tony Baselli was the first pick for the Houston Texans
in the expansion draft. Yeah.
And he never played it down. Never played it down for the Houston Texans. No. And boy, oh boy, did he catch it. He came in studio and you were telling him, hey, how, and he was talking about some player or something. And you go, yeah, I saw you over the sideline waving your towel.
Waving your Baselli towel.
Yeah, your Baselli towel. That was...
That was his nickname. I called him the highest paid cheerleader in the world.
I bet he took so much crap. But, you know, one of the things we really liked about having you on is you also told us stories on the air, like when you were flying somewhere and Ryan Young, the offensive tackle that was drafted, it was in the expansion draft from the Jets, along with Marcus Coleman and Aaron Glenn, he had fallen asleep, so you just opened up the package of mayonnaise and just squirted mayonnaise in his mouth while he's asleep. That has to be a horrible feeling to wake up with a mouthful of mayonnaise. You're confused, you're scared, you don't know what's happened. Probably even worse if you've been drinking.
I mean, this was before we had smartphones and video cameras, because I had a lot of fun on the airplanes. You know, I was one of those guys that couldn't sleep on planes, so I was just always bored looking for people to jack with. So, yeah, Ryan took a brunt of that because he was one of those that could fall asleep, and he just happened to do so with his mouth open half the time. So there was multiple condiments that got shoved in his mouth on airplanes. I can tell you that.
Steve, do you remember this story? Do you, John? Tom at Downtown says, I remember you guys had Steve McKinney on before he played in Dallas against the Cowboys. Y'all got him to agree that if he scored a touchdown, he would run to the star and simulate taking a dump with the ball. Too funny. I don't remember that, but that tracks for that show. that we had.
Oh, no, that definitely sounds like something you guys would have tried to get me to do, and I probably agreed to it, I'm sure.
If you scored a touchdown.
Well, yeah, exactly.
First of all, the team didn't score any touchdowns, let alone the center.
Right. Yeah, that was highly unlikely I was going to have to follow through with that. So I'm sure I didn't have a problem agreeing to it.
Steve, do you know that when I go into L.A. to do NFL draft stuff at NFL Network, like this year, I saw David Carr. And I talked to David Carr for a while about his time in Houston. First of all, he's still the most beautiful man that God's created. I mean, he still looks the same.
He's held it together pretty good.
Yeah, he's held it together great. It's disgusting. And, he talks about the fact that he still, to this day, has really, really fond memories of the fans, the fan base, playing games for the Texans. Like, he actually said that was very, like, when he looks back at it, it was a happy time for him. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so. I mean, you know, the nice thing about being a part of that era of Texans football is that the fans were just so hungry for football and just so appreciative. They just made you feel good everywhere you went. You know, whether you were losing or whatever, they still lifted you up. And that's why I was able to even do the radio show with you guys during that period, is because the fans were just so thankful to have football back. Because, you know, if you're going through a losing season like we did back then, in this day and age, I'm not sure the radio would have been that much fun, guys, honestly. So it was a good memory for me as well. And David, I'm surprised he didn't tell you about the first time I took him deer hunting.
No, I'd like to know.
So he had never been hunting in his life, and I had this ranch over in Marquette. So I convinced him to come down with me. And we set out there and hunted, and I got him his first 8-point. And he still has it. He said he has it mounted. It's in a closet somewhere. But there is a mounted deer that David Carr shot from Texas sitting somewhere in California right now, I can tell you that.
That sounds like great fun, killing animals that are just walking around eating grass. That's great. So a couple of things here. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Steve McKinney is a good act, a great act.
Yeah, he's
there's
a
no
good
such
act,
thing
yeah.
as a good act. He's a great act. Okay,
that's right.
He loves his act. Are you still American, doing? So, are you still doing stuff with David Nuno up there?
I am. Yeah, I do I do a show on Fridays during the football season with Nuno and Billy Lucci and my brother Seth.
Well, then you got some material for this year, because Nick Saban gave you some last night. Nick Saban was at a dinner. He's up on the stage, up on a podium, and he's got a microphone. And here's what he had to say about Texas A&M.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future, because more and more people are doing it.
So,
wow.
How about Nick?
That sounds like some sour grapes right there. Holy cow.
Nick never really finishes Nick? Second. He ain't finishing
They've
second.
They never bought a
if
player.
If he finished second, then somebody was cheating on him. Somebody was doing
Remember
something.
Remember that time y'all beat them with Johnny Manziel, and he said NCAA had to look into slowing down the game so that you couldn't go fast in case somebody hurt their hamstrings?
Yes, I do recall that, Lance.
And now he's
I think Nick Saban is very tactical in the things he says to try to accomplish the goals that he wants to accomplish, and he's been successful doing that. But anybody that thinks that Alabama had not been buying players for the last 10 years is crazy, because I can promise you they have.
And how about this? What it might mean is, hey, y'all, all you business people, because it was a dinner of businessmen out there. It was probably pretty expensive to come and see Nick talk. You know what that meant?
Yeah.
You know what that meant? Hey, y'all ain't doing enough here. We didn't buy a player. We got to start buying players. Pony up. Pony up, all of you out there. Let's go.
Yeah.
We need a
guessing,
like A&M.
I'm guessing that room wasn't filled with a bunch of casual fans that loved Alabama. I'm assuming they had a decent-sized net worth in that room.
No. None of them stopped at McDonald's on the way there. Speaking of which, how many you got now?
How's the franchise going?
17, man, going real good.
Wow.
Actually about to open a couple more up this summer. So
you guys serving a bunch of health food?
Is it
vegan yet?
Yeah,
have you gone vegan?
It's healthy. Healthy in moderation, my brother.
Did you see the guy this week? I just told you the story, Lance. He ate his 3,000th Big Mac.
Yeah. 3,000? No, it was 30,000.
30,000. 30,000 Big Macs in his life. He has had a Big Mac practically every day. You want that guy.
Those are some pro numbers there. I got to get my numbers up. I'm not even close to that.
30,000 Big Macs the dude ate. And he looked good. You older dude? No.
Like I said, man, it's all about moderation and activity levels, you know? Nobody said it's good to eat, you know, french fries and hamburgers and sit around and play video games all day. You know, it's all about moderation.
But it is good to do that.
You're damn right it is, Steve.
We didn't say it's healthy. It's good to do it. It's not maybe the healthiest lifestyle choice to do it every day.
Listen, I eat McDonald's once or twice a day for the last 12 years, and I'm in the best shape of my life.
I think there's a correlation there. Yeah, I know. I think there's a correlation.
He looks like an underwear model now. I know. That's what I was going to ask you.
All you offensive linemen
You know, David Carr looks the same. You look like a much, well, I don't want to say much better, but you lost a lot of weight after your playing days. Do people still recognize you today?
No.
No, not near as much, obviously, because I don't have the goatee, and I don't weigh 300 pounds anymore, so I'm a different person. But they recognize my voice. I tell you what, I get recognized from being on y'all's radio show more than anything I ever did playing football, that's for sure.
How's Raymond doing?
People are like, oh, I remember you used to be on the radio with John and Les.
Yeah.
Played football, too, by the way.
Those two jackholes.
Played for about a decade of football.
How's Raymond from Sour Lake?
Ray Jr. and Booger. Booger got out of jail, I think, a few years ago, and they're still doing well. They're living down there in Sour Lakes, running a goose hunting operation or something.
Yeah. Is Booger still after his cousin, or he marry her?
I lost track of them after a while. I read about them sometimes in the
got 17 the news, McDonald's.
You know, things come up.
I got 17 McDonald's to take care
of. Sorry, I'm busy, John. Hey, before we let you go, okay, you can admit it now. You don't play football anymore. Did you used to fake injuries during camp so that you didn't have to participate in camp and then you magically got better right when week one kicked in?
Never, dude. I would never do that. That was that would have been a vet move, though.
That is a vet move. I'm pretty
sure. Unfortunately, I always find some kind of groin or a little hamstring tweak.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Calf,
it was like, calf, man, McKinney has the worst. He has the worst luck when it comes to camp injuries.
Yeah.
But then luckily he gets better right around the fourth preseason game, and he's got to go by week one. So I always thought that was – you were blessed in that way.
I was very blessed, yeah. You always got to get back for that fourth preseason game. That's the one. You got to prove you're ready to play.
Where starters used to have one series.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, get about 10 plays in. I'm good. I'm ready, coach.
Hey, Jack Hall, it was good talking to you again.
Thanks for being part of the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I love you guys, man. I'm proud of y'all. 25 years together, y'all are awesome.
Keep it up, man.
I hope y'all go another 25 years.
Eat at McDonald's. One of them could be Steve McKinney's. Let's go.
Yeah, get over it. Right. Could get healthy like him. Right. You might.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. He looks like an underwear model.
I don't know. Thanks, Steve.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Later.
There's Steve McKinney right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, more different stuff coming your way.
We'll have Jared. I think I know who this is. We'll get one call in at the top of the hour. You guys can call in and reminisce if you want to tell whatever story. 713-780-3776. Mac Brown on a mobile.
Oh my gosh.
The famous one from the blitzing. So we'll see how your ribs hold up on this next one. Especially when the guy honestly believes that Mac Brown has just called in and said he was going to slap Steve Spurrier's face.
Right. All right.
What a classless guy that is.
Let's talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle, John Clay Wolf has been here forever on 97.5. If you're looking for a great way to sell that vehicle, this is the guy that you sell it to, because John Clay Wolf is going to give you more for that car than everybody else is going to give you. And he promises it. Well, he guarantees it, because if he can't beat CarMax's offer, he's going to send you $100. Okay. That is just and before it was like, hey, I don't even know if he's still doing it with dealerships, but here's the deal, is right now you're getting more for your vehicle than you've ever gotten before. And now at some point this is going to turn. So if you're on the bubble, whether or not you want to sell your car, now's a great time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell them your car. Find out in a hurry. It doesn't take a minute to find out how much it's worth. And then you know what? The process couldn't be better. So if you're looking to sell your car, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again.
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait.